Edwin Whiting's blessing given to him by Orson Hyde and John Taylor when he went on his mission. A blessing upon the head of Edwin Whiting, given under the hands of Orson Hyde and John Taylor in the vestry of the Tabernacle in Great Salt Lake City, 31 August, 1854, setting him apart for a mission to the Eastern States. Brother Whiting, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Master, we lay our hands upon thy head, and we set thee apart unto the mission upon which thou art about to be sent, that thou mayest have strength to perform all the duties in relation thereto, that thou mayest magnify thy office and thy calling, and not one hair of thy head shall perish or fall to the ground without the notice of our Heavenly Father. We seal upon thee every blessing which thy heart desires to advance the kingdom of God, that thine eye may be single and thy whole body full of light, that thy voice may be powerful and mighty and thy thoughts and meditations be the result of inspiration of the Holy Ghost, that thou mayest declare the testimony of the Most High in faithfulness and in power, that thou mayest clear thy garments from the blood of this generation, and do a good work in the field of thy labor, that thou mayest be preserved from the enemies of the truth, and have power to overcome them with everything that raises up against thee, either in the shape of disease or the power of men or spirits or devils, that thou mayest have power to overcome them, and be successful in establishing the truth of our Father in heaven, in the hearts of those who seek the redemption of Israel. Grant, our Father, that the angels of thy presence may be with this, thy servant, that he may be kept and preserved, that his spirit may be pure, and his mind fruitful, and not entangled with sin, but keep and preserve him as a monument of thy favor, pure and spotless to return in thy own time, to rejoice in the midst of the saints of Zion. These blessings and every blessing thy heart desires, we seal upon thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.